Calling Chris Clare, TISC, May 13th. So 3, 4. Hello? Is Mr. Clare? Hi, Chris. My name is Barrett Brown. I'm writing an article for Al Jazeera on the intelligence contracting industry. And I'm looking through some of these emails between you and Aaron Barr earlier this year regarding a counterintelligence program, COIN ROMAS. I wanted to ask you if you'd be willing to talk to me about what that is. I'm writing an article for Al Jazeera, actually two articles. One's on persona management, and the other is on mass surveillance methods and contracts with the federal government for surveillance. I understand that you guys were looking to form a team by which to compete with Northrop Grumman and one of their partners on some contracts, and that they had replaced their existing capabilities with something called Odyssey. Are you familiar with Odyssey? And basically what I'm looking at is you and John Lovegrove were talking to, I guess, a contact at someone contract side, Doug Kay. And John said that COIN has been replaced by a procurement called Odyssey. Do you have any idea what I mean, obviously you guys were working on COIN ROMAS for a while with H.P. Gary. Can you describe for me what that is exactly? Is it a method of surveillance? Does it involve social networking or anything of that sort?
That's something that we were thinking about going after, but I can't talk about it.
Okay. So, but you were trying to go after a contract that was being, I guess, at that point held by Northrop Grumman?
I can't verify that at all.
Okay. I guess you guys broke off the idea of setting up. I'm not sure if you were involved in these conversations, but John Lovegrove and a few others at TISC were talking to Aaron Barr about perhaps setting him up on another company, under TISC for the purpose of counter intel. I'm assuming that never went through after the whole incident in February. Nothing ever came of that?
Nothing ever came of it.
Do you know if Mantech ever, I understand that Mantech was also in discussions with Barr, and that, you know, he was kind of looking at both TISC and Mantech as either you know, taking H.P. Gary Federal under one of your wings or starting a new company called Magpie. I guess, do you have any idea if Mantech also sort of turns their mind on that?
I have no idea.
Okay. All right, Ray, well, so I guess there's nothing you can tell me about COIN ROMAS or anything like that. Is there anything you can tell me at all about sort of the work that you were doing with Aaron Barr and Mantech and Apple? My understanding is that Aaron Barr had conversations with Apple. I can't remember who exactly. I got my notes somewhere. And that he was discussing that his plan was going to involve the game company Zynga and perhaps using a one of these social networking firms by which to run a sort of, you know, data collection, you know, data modeling apparatus. Do you know anything about that, or is that between him and Lovegrove?
No, that's something that he might have gone after.
Okay. All right. So there's nothing else you can tell me in general about any of this, I suppose. It's all proprietary and.
No, not really.
All right. Well, let me give you my email just in case if there's anything you can get in touch with me with about. My email is barritics@gmail.com, or you can call me back at this number if you'd like.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
It's barritics@gmail.com. And you can always call me back at this number if you happen to think of anything that you're able to tell me about the situation.
Okay, well, it's 11:30 here at night, and you can imagine I was
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were in California as well. I was sorry about that. Well, I appreciate you talking to me. Just let me know. I guess, let me know if there's anything you can tell me about regarding any of this. I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye.